Today our special guest was the Clay Bank Band. If you've been listening to the program over the last several weeks, you've heard cuts from their first release, Playing Hard Together, on Rural Rhythm Records. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Gary Trevette, who's, I guess the best way to describe him is the old guy of the band. He has the more experience, and he's brought in some great talent, and a couple of the young guys pop in the middle of the interview. You're going to enjoy the album. Let's just say they do a great job of hitting it straight down the fairway every time. Very good band, very tight band, good vocals, good musicianship. You're going to like it. Really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass from the band Clay Bank. I have a brand new album out, Playing Hard to Forget. I got several of them here. I'm going to be speaking primarily, not to exclude you guys. Gary Trevette, how you doing?
I'm good. I hope you are.
I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys coming over. I can't wait to hear the album. I haven't heard it, which means you got to carry the load and tell me about the music.
Yeah, you know, if you can just go back to 1975 and take about a 20-year period of music, you know, when Rounder 0044 came out and all that great music that was in those years, we all love that kind of music, and we've tried to capture some of that music in what we're doing. And, you know, it does have our own 21st century twist to it, of course, but the music is basically a four-piece band, no help from anybody. It's just us. It's just who we are, and you're going to get basically what we sound live on this album.
Do you who are these gentlemen with you here?
Well, next to me is...
I'll say gentlemen. You can call them what you want, but as far as I'm concerned for now...
Well, they could be outlaws in the future. Right now, they're just too young for that. But, on my right here is Jacob Greer. He's 17 years old. And next to him is Zach Arnold, and he's 16 years old. And Jacob plays guitar and Zach plays mandolin in our band, and they've written some of the songs on the album. And to make a brief story about the band, we got together about 2 years ago, really on a whim of me and our banjo player Tyler Thompson, who's not with us today, just wanted to play music together. We had played in a band before, and we were both not playing at the time, and he knew these two young men, and said, let's see what it'd sound like, get together and jam. Well, what we found was that we all had the same love for that period of music, and without even knowing it, we started almost sounding that way, you know. And to us, that is the period of music that influences us the most and we like the best.
It's not a bad influence to have.
Yeah, I mean, when you take J.D. Crowe, Doyle Lawson, Tony Rice, you know.
You know what's funny about that album, though, and I bought it when it came out on vinyl. You probably did,
too. I did, too, yeah.
It was revolutionary at the time. It was not regarded as, that's the blue. That was like, what are they doing? They're blowing up the sounds. They got Tony. They got Jerry Douglas. It was revolutionary. Now it's regarded as absolute brilliant and a cornerstone of bluegrass music. You know what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. And, you know, the same... one of our heroes too is Doyle Lawson. You know, when he come out with his after his solo record, you know, Tennessee Dream, when he come out with his next album, which he had featured the vocals that he's known for now, everybody just was flipped out by it, including me, and all my buddies were trying to do that kind of music at that time after that. So it kind of brought traditional banjo playing back to the forefront, and not that there's anything wrong with the chromatic style or anything, but it just showed there's a place for that style of banjo playing.
Everybody had to learn. You guys are too young, but everybody on a banjo player had to play old home place.
Exactly, yeah.
You probably had to sing it.
Yeah, actually, I had to play it. I played banjo in those days, too.
Everybody had to. You know, it's a Dillard's. You ever heard the Dillard's version?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually do that in our live.
Oh, good. Good.
In our live set.
I'm glad.
I can't wait to hear this album. It's Clay Bank. You're on Rural Rhythm.
Yes, we are. Great people over there. We're also managed by Andrea Roberts. And
I love Andrea Roberts.
Yeah, she's been really good to us, and we just, you know, Rural Rhythms has taken us in. And actually, Steve Gulley produced this record, too. So we have a really strong team behind us, and that's helping us.
You got some good people who obviously care about what you're doing, and they're going to help push you along. I wish I had heard it before you sat down, but I'm going to listen to it really hard.
Yes,
I got a long drive back home, and this will be in when I start from Raleigh back to Kentucky.
Yeah,
I'll be
like to send us a personal note, letting us know what you.
I will, and I will do that. I'm going to enjoy because I can see in your face. I know from talking to you just a brief second when you mentioned what you talked about. I know exactly what what's in your head. And yeah. I know it's going to come out here, or you wouldn't be on Rural Rhythm, and you wouldn't have Andrea Roberts, and you wouldn't have... So I have complete faith this is going to fulfill everything I want.
It's truly an excitement for me that I'm sure you're picking up on.
Yeah.
Played bluegrass music since I was 14, and I've played in several great bands. They're mostly local and regional bands, but this band is something special, and these guys are special to me. We have a real close friendship.
You guys know you're special yet?
Well, he never tells us that much.
No, I'm just kidding.
If we could get a raise, I think that would tell us
a lot
more.
I think that's going to end the interview. I'm getting kicked under the table by Gary. It's time to shut her down. I'm real excited for you, man. I can tell you're jacked up about this.
Yes, we are. We're all excited. And our banjo player, too, he's a fine banjo player, and he couldn't be with us today. But we're down here in Raleigh for the IBMA, and he'll be in here tonight, late tonight, and we're doing a showcase later this week.
You're doing showcases? Probably people can find this album and where you're going to be on a website.
Absolutely,
I bet.
Absolutely, yeah, on our website, on our Facebook page, I'll give you this card. The audience can't see that, but that's our showcase.
I will try to be there. I guarantee it. Man, I'm so glad you guys came over to the table and had a chance to chat. I get to learn new stuff. You're hanging out with the good guy. I can tell you that he is. just from talk, I think I'm a pretty good judge of people, and I know exactly where this man's coming from. So let him teach you how to be great.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it so much.